Estamos tocando escuela.
Steps each way to shape. First come over, you can really make it up that step. After about a week, you'll just have to come along like this. But see, the thing is that this existence business is it's all rules that the government made. Because the government's trying to live up to the agreement that they don't allow Native people to tribute to it, but the reason there's not enough being is just strictly the government's fault. Because they could build these herds up, but they don't want to do it. They want to keep them down under control. Every time a herd starts building up, they kill it off, they annihilate it. Get it down to where there's nothing against it. They can say, oh, we've got to have permits, we've got to have high license fees and tags and so forth. A bunch of bureaucratic crap. bring them in. You have to watch for it. And you have to watch for that food so much. All the population. Government had seasons where they could trade in quite nice weather. A lot of times when they were hunting, they closed their season off a week before the official closure. They'd say, look, we have to, they have meat and they have to sell and say, look, we'll take the food and the meat. We've got a good hunting. Leave the rest. And so they'd say, okay, I'll be doing the meat here. So they wouldn't bring very much for it. And still, the harvest season was still over. And so it kept on going. And we have to take that time away from the spring, we have to implement the spring anymore. We have to get all too wet. So they don't want to take that time. They have to leave them to go for next year. There used to be a big plant population in the old days, but at least about 5,000 or 6,000 skins a year. Now, they get maybe 300 or 400 skins. Another thing that contributed to the downfall of show you right now, flying back, I can show you where they're pumping mud in the river. We land at my camp empty, you can see how muddy the water is. And it's when they're not muddy, they're perfectly clean. So whether they say they are or not, they know they are. In some places it doesn't hurt, like pumping into the Yukon or Panama or Steven. Doesn't have fish in it, or it doesn't go into lakes, it doesn't hurt much to pump in water. But there's some areas that you have to be careful. You see that beautiful flats area, the beautiful lake, the Guthrie Lake, and this big little path, all filled with mud and water for it. And I always see a sign on the lake. Oh yeah, and the big winter lake is getting shallower every year. You see the mud all backs up in there. Very high water, and it settles out in there. And the headwater drains off and deposits all the mud there. And the natives down there, the mentor, have been calling and crying about that ever since I came to the prison part of the world. They were definitely losing the money. It's simple. Delegates of the airplanes are trying to get something done without stopping and filling in those lakes. Of course, they wouldn't be able to risk it too much. They can see what's happening. Nobody cares. And now they say anybody says they care about this, they care about that. Since so much of that stuff won't grow anymore. You can pass by it. pretty more throughout vegetation and growth in the mud. The mud is not growing, a different thing. The grass takes over. So they used to have fish here, and they filled up so much that they're so shallow now,
the fish can't live, they just
die in the wind, and not possible. The lake's too shallow. Affecting the water. There's less food around the farm. It's harder to get. They look very good. There's so many people who believe in them. They get too many people subsistence fishing, they would do something like that for them. We have to have too much fish here and have subsistence. We just have to know it. Anybody that gets who wants a subsistence fish here has to do it. Yeah, you could otherwise if you want a commercial fishing. Yeah. Subsistence folks, I think, take more emotion than anything that escapes the river that figures can be technical. It's just the same old story. If we want to fish, that's right. Yeah. Dick coming. Thank you. fish. Fish again. They'd show up and they'd walk around and they'd be